Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 30 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 29, Polokwane and Mbombela up to 27 degrees. It's been a busy day. First up, the United States has officially cut U.S. aid funding for HIV/AIDS organizations in South Africa, which amounts to 17% of funding for NGOs fighting this in South Africa. Now, the U.S. government notified the affected organizations through letters in which the organizations were ordered to immediately cease all activities. According to the U.S., the funding is not in America's national interest. In a packed online media briefing this afternoon, various organizations who depend on this program to provide life-saving treatment to AIDS and TB patients expressed their concern.
It will almost immediately start to have an impact on deaths, but also new infections. This brings it home that it is not just 17%, but how much more then in countries where it is more than 17% where they are dependent on PEPFAR?
That was the director of the Desmond Tutu HIV Center at the University of Cape Town, Professor Linda Gale-Becker. President Cyril Ramaphosa has meanwhile reiterated plans to engage U.S. President Donald Trump amid the ongoing diplomatic tension between the countries. But rather than reacting to the fallout, the president says he's taking a measured approach and he's waiting for the dust to settle. Here's Anastasia Mokhobu with more.
Shortly after Trump's election, Ramaphosa spoke to him in what he described as a warm and constructive call. The two leaders discussed trade, Trump's love for golf, and a possible state visit ahead of the G20 summit in November. Since then, relations have soured, with Trump acting on what Ramaphosa says are misleading reports. He insists diplomacy, not knee-jerk reactions, is the best way forward. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And in other news, the bail application of corruption-accused Michael Lomas has been postponed to the 17th of March for judgment. Lomas and 11 others are facing 65 counts of corruption relating to the 1.4 billion rand that was meant for the construction of Eskom's Kusile power station in Mpumalanga. Moving on to other matters, Transnet Port Terminal says it's investing 3.4 billion rand in boosting its fleet in an attempt to enhance operational performance at the country's ports. This includes cargo handling equipment that will be added to container terminals in Durban, Gqeberha and Cape Town. Here's Transnet chairperson Andile Sanklu.
The recovery plan directs us to address the constraints on the Transnet's operational performance, to stabilize the organization and improve volumes.
And finally, a tourist from New Zealand was fined almost 10,000 rand and banned from visiting the world-famous Trevi Fountain in Rome in Italy for life. This after he and two friends decided to dive into the landmark. Police told CNN alcohol was definitely involved. The fountain was drained last year to repair marble chips from the millions of coins that's thrown in there every year. Would-be thieves regularly try to steal some of the almost 30 million rand worth of coins that's thrown into the water there each year. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Frischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.